Without another word, Credic stepped casually from the cover of the trees. Will faded back a bit in an attempt to keep from being seen. After a short walk, Credic called out to the Link Master who stood nearby. They jumped as they heard his voice.
"You got this area secure?" he said.
Will watched as a short and wiry-haired female Link Master tipped her hand downward toward her beetle. She stopped short and squinted in her best effort to see who it was. She appeared satisfied, raised her posture a bit, and smoothed the sleeves of her deep blue shirt.
"What took you so long?" she said.
"We expected you sooner."
"It's complicated. Look, you may have a bit..."
At that point, Credic's voice became too distant for Will to understand. Credic talked and waved his hands in a calm sort of manner. He looked nearly bored. Gregan sat next to him, alert, but still.
"Come on, Swoop. We need to get going," Will said. He took out a bit of binder as he backed farther into the woods. When he entered the pocket, he needed to make sure that no one saw. Swoop was ready for the binder and began to hop lightly on his shoulder as they walked. At least she didn't squawk. Once they were far enough away, Will fed the binder to Swoop and pointed. The bird opened a pocket and the two of them slipped inside. It took every bit of Will's courage to step out and away from the cover of the trees. There was Credic. He moved toward the house at a crawling pace. Other Link Masters came near, though he still looked very much unconcerned. Will began to run toward the house. He should get as close as possible, so that as soon as the Rizzets were removed, he could get inside to free his mother and friends. As he did so, it was hard to keep from staring at Credic. He would do something soon enough. That was when he'd have to act. Suddenly, a cold sensation prickled up Will's spine. He shifted his head toward Swoop. She wasn't paying attention to him or Credic, but something held her focus. She stared toward the house, so Will turned to look. There a man stood with his back to the two of them. The odd thing was that he wasn't shaded by the purple hue of the void side. Will gasped. The man was in the void side, and what was worse, Will was completely in the open. There was absolutely no place to hide. Swoop didn't hesitate. She immediately separated into three shadows of herself. Will didn't know what to do. He looked back toward the trees. Could he make it back in time? Ahead of the man, one of the Rizzets began to move. It was preparing an opening. Hadn't he already been inside? Hadn't they already seen Hubrin, and that was why they were taking so long? Then Will noticed the others outside. They'd gathered into a group. This man was going to let them through the void side and into the house. "Credic, do something," Will thought. The man ahead extended his hand. It was then that Will noticed his link. A spider, about the size of a soccer ball, crawled from the man's front and up against his arm. Will couldn't let him open that pocket. He had to stop him.
"Hey!"
Will said. The man wheeled around in a panic. The question is, should Will use a pocket to jump out of the void side, stay in and keep the man from opening a pocket, run and try to make it into the house?